Well, as you know, that's the Gender Empowerment Program is a broad agenda that we're all working towards, both in the post-2015 development agenda, but also in our national action plans. Financing for development or financing for gender equality is making sure that we not only express the political will for gender empowerment, but also ensure that we have the funds and resources needed from an array of sources to finance gender empowerment and finance sustainable development in that field.
Could you give me a specific example of the type of program or incentive that you put your money into to increase gender equality?
Yes, absolutely. As I mentioned in my presentation today, in this very interesting side event on the subject, we have focused on two key areas which we believe contribute to women's empowerment in the United Arab Emirates, using that as a case study, and that is education and health. We believe by ensuring that women have equal, if not better, access to education and health in our society, we are empowering women to better contribute to our society. And as all the data shows, when women contribute actively as equal partners in our economic and political development, the society is better and more stable for it.
Can you tell me something about the current situation for financing for gender equality?
I think we are leading up to a discussion around that topic as we finalize the post-2015 development agenda, and the goals, specifically goal number 5 on gender empowerment, will include, based on discussions and the contributions of member states, some language around how we plan to achieve those goals, and that's specified in the targets. We have a little way to go, so I do not think there is consensus amongst member states yet on how we are going to specifically implement the goals and the targets. However, I think the meeting in Addis Ababa leading up to the summit in September will provide an important framework along the way for member states to fully articulate how they intend to finance the empowerment of women. From our perspective, in the UAE, we are fully behind this agenda, and we intend to commit our resources to this political will that we already express at the highest levels in our government.
What do you think are some of the main challenges to finding this funding and to drive gender equality forward?
I think some of the main challenges lie around achieving consensus amongst so many member states on what the best way forward is. I think that's primarily a key challenge. However, I do, and I have noted in all the intergovernmental negotiations, there is a high level of commitment and political will around this topic. So I think that in the oncoming period where we negotiate specifics, I think there will be some consensus emerging soon around this very specific topic of gender empowerment, because all countries are fully on board that this is not only the right thing to do, but productive and good for our societies to do it.